May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A small child thinks that adults have all the freedom in the world. A small child, perhaps a kindergartner or a very young one, who does not know anything about money or bills or responsibilities, thinks that adults are so free. So free to go into the grocery store and choose anything they want. So free to drive a car and go anywhere they want at any time without having to wait on someone to pick them up. Yet as we grow, even if we are not fully adult yet, we realize that, yes, those are good freedoms to have, but with those freedoms come choices. Some choices lead to life, and others lead away from life. So yes, you may be free to go to the grocery store and buy anything you want, even that candy that is so tempting right there by the register. But with the freedom comes a choice about what type of food you will buy and whether it contributes to your health or not. Yes, you may have the choice of a car and getting out and driving in it, but you know that some choices lead to life and others away from life. I'm just curious, who knows here what the top speed limit is of your car? Do you even pay attention to that? All right, Aiden, what's the top speed limit there? 180. All right, that's some car. Mine is 120. I didn't even know. All right. Well, those are technically something that we may be able to do to drive that fast. The car technically might go that fast. But we know exercising that freedom would lead away from life. Speeding can have disastrous consequences. So we know that freedoms we have, things that might inspire the jealousy of the youngest set, may not be as free as they seem to be. As we grow, we learn that we have to make choices, and that we have to make choices with what we do with our money, with our time, how we conduct ourselves. The verses from Deuteronomy lay out a series of choices in front of the people. Professor Tyler Mayfield encapsulates the choices that Moses lays out for the people of Israel and the way of thinking. Choices to love God or not, to walk in God's ways or in one's own way, to keep God's commandments, statutes, judgments, or to keep one's own personal judgments or statutes or ways of life. In another place in the reading that Larry read for us today, more choices. Choices to love God or not. We had that one already. To hear God's voice or to hear other voices one would rather hear. To cling to God or to cling to something else. Perhaps the most important choice we make as youth, as young adults, as adults, is how we think. Maybe not necessarily even the things that we do, but before we even get to doing something, how we think about what we are going to do. Here's what I mean. As we grow, we may be prone to wishful thinking, wishing that things were like how they were back in the good old days, or wishing that we would go ahead into the future and skip over some difficult moment that we're having. You know, little ones always wish they're grown up. And sometimes when we're grown up, we wish we were younger. Wishful thinking usually does not get us anywhere. Wishful thinking that the pain in our shoulder or knee or hip will just go away. Wishful thinking leads us often to poor choices. Magical thinking is another trap we can fall into as adults. Magical thinking means this: thinking that if I do X, Y, and Z, then the universe will work together to give me what I want, that I have that much power over the universe. Well, and it doesn't work out that way. I may eat right and exercise and still get sick. So my eating right and exercising does not have magical powers over the universe. Someone may have a stellar resume and have done all the things right in preparation for a career, and still does not get the coveted position at the firm or the university. So in other words, doing everything right, doing X, Y, and Z in just the correct order, may not have the magical power to make all the things work out that we want to work out. So magical thinking we've got to put away. Other things happen to us, and how everything happens together can be very complicated. Compartmentalizing can be another trap that we fall into with thinking. In the reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he speaks about compartmentalizing. That means shutting off one part of your mind from another part of your mind. So the people are coming to church and they're saying that they love Jesus and they love one another and that life is so wonderful. But then as soon as the service is over, they break into little quarrels and they break into factions. So the part that says, I love God, seems to be shut off from this other part that Paul says is of the flesh. And another trap we fall into, the commentator David Brooks wrote about this recently, a trap we fall into is contempt, thinking of others with no good intentions, but only with contempt, and only seeing the bad in others. We have the freedom to think in these different ways if we want to. If we would like to spend our lives in wishful thinking, we are free to do that. If we would like to spend our lives in contempt of others, we can do that. But those choices lead away from life. Moses demands that the people reorient themselves and reorient their thinking, orient themselves toward life, to orient themselves toward loving God, to walking in God's ways, as opposed to whatever other way we might choose, to keep God's commandments, to love God, to hear God's voice, to cling to God. All other ways of thinking are idolatrous. Our wishful thinking, our magical thinking, our compartmentalizing, our contempt. Those are idolatrous and lead away from God. Choose life, says Moses. Choose what leads to life. Stick to God. Stick to God's ways. Stick to the giver of life, and you'll have life. The season of Lent is almost upon us. Some people choose to give up something for Lent. You may hear that people give up chocolate, they give up sweets, give up all kinds of things for Lent. I would encourage us to think about something for Lent, not to give up, but thinking about what leads to life during Lent. We've got to be careful if we think that chocolate has so much magical powers over us that it's going to make us into a fully healthy and spiritual human being just by giving it up for 40 days. Chocolate's good, but it's not magical. Let's instead think of symbols for ourselves of symbols of something that leads to life. And here's what I mean. Apparently there is a tradition in NASA of eating peanuts. Peanuts were brought to a launch, to the control room at a launch many, many years ago, and the launch was successful. So then they kept bringing peanuts to the launch over and over again. There's nothing magical about the peanuts. The peanuts do not guarantee success of the launch or the mission. But they are a reminder of past success. They are a reminder to keep up the good work. That's the type of symbol I'm talking about. Let's think of these for ourselves as something to remind us of what's right in the world, good work, keeping up the good work for ourselves. One of my pastors growing up liked to set out an empty bowl whenever there was a church dinner to remind us of those who do not have enough to eat. So not necessarily a reminder of success, but a reminder of how to keep going and how to orient ourselves, what to always be thinking about. Mary Todd and I looked at some Lent curriculum that recommends planting of a spring bulb, gladiolus, begonia, certain lilies. You could get a bag of seeds. Those are symbols that remind us of life. There's nothing magical about the bulb itself or the bag of seeds, but it reminds us to think of life, of living, think of the gifts of God, of living. A little thing we can look at just to reorient ourselves and put us in the right frame of mind. The choice is before us. What frame of mind will we use? How will we orient ourselves? God encourages us to love God, to hear God's voice, to cling not to our own understanding, but to cling to God. And may it be so. Let us pray. Lord, we ask today that you would reorient us, draw us away from ways of thinking or choices that lead away from life. Draw us instead to ways that we can be reminded of you, to think of you, and to turn our attention to you. And it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.